While health organizations say South Sudan experiences high child mortality because many pregnant women don't have safe environment for delivering their babies. A 22-year-old South Sudanese woman, whom we are referring to by her first name, Agnes, to protect her privacy, says her second pregnancy turned out to be very traumatic. Agnes, who had firstborn baby when she was 19, had an emergency C-section recently at Giada Military Hospital, where she lost her second baby shortly after birth.
I was moving for antenatal to Juba. So when I was for labor, they brought me here. So they see that the labor, my labor is not progressing well. So they have to take me for CS. They say that my heart is small. I cannot push the baby. The baby is big, so they have to take me for CS. So the CS is not well done. And I don't have blood. That's why I'm still here for this long. And this one is also through CS. But unfortunately, I lose the child.
Mothers and newborns continue to die in South Sudan due to lack of safe delivery services, as well as physicians' inability to diagnose and manage complicated deliveries, according to the World Health Organization. The Under-Secretary Ministry of Health, Dr. Victoria Majur, acknowledged that in an unsafe environment exposes mothers and babies to risks which may result in the death of the mother, the newborn, or both.
And it's one of the priorities of Ministry of Health, because during childbirth, mothers can get exposed to a number of complications if they are not attended to by a trained midwife. And also the newborn can also get exposed to infections and other complications, and they need to be attended to by a trained professional.
According to United Nations and the World Bank, South Sudan has one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the world, with 1,150 deaths per 100,000 live births. Dr. Majur says the Ministry of Health has embraced a community-based healthcare approach to provide safe maternal and newborn.
Through the community model of care, the Boma Health Initiative, we have among the Boma Health team, a team member that deals with maternal and child health so that women are attended to at early stages of pregnancy to make sure that any complications are detected earlier. And that's why we are pushing and advocating for all women to attend antenatal clinic.
Dr. Marine Thorne works at the Department of Gynecology at Giada Military Hospital. Dr. Thorne says the hospital has good facilities and provides safe deliveries of babies.
There is a well-cleaned delivery room. We use gloves. We don't use the unsterilized instruments. These are good for both the baby and the mother, because if the mother delivers in unsafe conditions, she may end up having puerperal sepsis. And puerperal sepsis can complicate into the other complications like maternal death.
Agnes, who gave birth to her first child, is encouraging mothers to come to well-run healthcare facilities to deliver their babies.
I think it's the best thing. I suggest to give birth in the hospital, because some mothers like us, these are what we call the risky mothers. You can't deliver at home. You can't deliver anyhow, anywhere, unless otherwise in the hospital. Then the doctor will be the one to maintain you. The doctor will be the one to know how to treat you. And it's very, very important to be in the hospital, because it can really save one's life.
Today is World Health Patient Safety Day, a day dedicated to increasing global awareness of patient safety, public participation in healthcare safety, and promoting global efforts to prevent patient damage. The World Health Organization is focusing this year on safe maternal and newborn care by calling all stakeholders, in its words, act now for safe and respectful childbirth. Dr. Fabian, the World Health Organization country director in South Sudan, says WHO and other partners are working with the Ministry of Health to improve conditions for women during childbirth.
We are all born, isn't it? And we are alive because we are born in a very safe environment. Globally, and of course regionally and country-wise, we still lose mothers during childbirth. We also lose children at delivery. So it's important that maternal and child health it's really safe, okay, to minimize or prevent completely the morbidity and mortality that may result because of the childbirth.
The World Health Assembly established World Patient Safety Day in 2019 with resolution on global action on patient safety. The day also aims to bring caregivers, healthcare workers, and communities together in order to improve patient care and safety. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni reporting from Juba.